days. Go to wildwoodpub.com for directions and info on barbecue madness. Woo! At Wildwood Pub and Grill.
Christian Hospital's recent Northwest Healthcare Emergency Department expansion grew our capacity while reducing your wait times. We treated over 100,000 people last year, the most in the region, all while being ranked in the top 5% nationally for quality and top 10% for patient satisfaction. Visit ChristianCares.org to learn more. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press... Other options, is that correct? Press 3. To go back... For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud...
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Get to Nissan for the offer you need on the Nissan you want during the Nissan Now sales event. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer now.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
What a show, what a show, what a show we have for you today. Don't touch that dial, as they used to say. This goes in the Hall of Fame, the Radio Hall of Fame.
Life can be
so sweet. It's a goodie.
On a sunny side. Oh, I used to walk. I walked in that shade.
With those
blues. But I walk with the blues on parade.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because I'm not afraid.
Oh, no, he's not.
Now, this rover.
Damn, if you don't have the corner on stupid.
All I heard
been
was
great. If I hadn't been all I heard was stupid.
All I heard was
you were throwing me off with that character you were doing.
All I heard was
I'd only be not be rich. I'd be Richard Rockefeller.
Oh yeah, you would.
I'd have gold dust in my feet because I'd be on that sunny side of that street.
What do you have in your mouth?
What are you talking about, baby?
Sounds like you got a wad in there.
I do. I got the Al Jolson wad. Well, that didn't sound very good, did it?
You have his wad in your mouth?
See, Tina, and don't push it. Don't push it. Welcome. Welcome. This is going to be, I can just tell you, this is going to be one of those shows that when it's finished, I'm going to walk away and go, you know what? That worked. That was good. We don't get many of those. Usually, I can't just wait to get home and forget about it. Like, that was horrible. It was a horrible show, and we could have done better, but not today.
My favorite part of the show so far is when Peon went, uh-oh.
Well, you're going to hear a lot of that, probably. He never heard that from Abuse Boy, though.
No.
He never had to, had to say that. He never made a mistake. Welcome.
Yeah.
It's the 21st of March. Is this the official beginning of spring?
Yesterday. I thought yesterday was.
It started about 6 weeks ago with 80-degree weather.
Yeah.
But it's today, tomorrow, yesterday, whatever. It's spring. It's supposed to be spring. And 78 degrees right now, so I guess it is spring. Now, a couple of things. One, do we have any Burke segments? If there's something really good for the Burke segment, I don't want to, you know, push it aside. Do we have anything?
Well, I don't know if it's good or not. It
well,
was
if you have
aggravating.
Something, if it's from you, it's good. What do you mean?
All right. Being the wonderful mother I am, you know, Danny's away in the Marines, my son, and his tags were due. So I took the stuff that
his
I thought...
His dog tags?
His tags for his car.
See, in the service, there's dog tags.
Yeah.
I took I don't the think those stuff that I thought I needed, and I went to the license bureau, and no one was in line. I walked right up there.
Whoa.
Beautiful.
And I didn't have the right personal property tax. They said, well, I paid his, so it's all going to be on mine. And you can just look that. She's like, no, I can't do that. It has to be a separate piece of paper. I said, well, I sent one check and one envelope with both of our, you know, little top parts, and they sent me one receipt. She says, well, that won't do. You'll have to go down and get a separate receipt.
Oh.
So I went down to the county courthouse.
The government center?
Yeah, and you stand in the line. And
did you curse her?
I, under my breath, said, no, you know why nobody cuts
under your breath. That's a rock and roll.
But there's a sign in there that says, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone who is belligerent or...
Oh, I'm sure they have to,
I think that sign ought to be everywhere. And I know you can be belligerent.
Well, yeah.
I wasn't happy. And so I went down and I stood in line, And I couldn't, it just wasn't making sense. You know, I'm like, but if I have a receipt that says his car information on it and that it's paid, shouldn't that count?
Was his name on it?
No, it was my name on the top because I paid for everything. And she said, well, I don't know. I can't find anything. And she kept saying she couldn't find anything. And then she hands me a little post-it note that says, go next door and have them print a receipt. And I said, so this is a receipt that shows I paid? And she says, yes. I said, okay. So I went, and I had to take a number and stand in the next line. Where, mind you, this is three steps over.
Oh, I've had to do that before. Yeah, you got to.
They won't print the receipt at the one window.
That's another side. Yeah,
so
you have to go over there.
I got in line, and I told the lady what happened. She's like, well, we do that all the time. People pay all the time. They pay for their wives or their kids, and it's all on one receipt. And I said, well, she told me I had to have a separate receipt. So she printed out one receipt and just highlighted his name on there. So I took it back, and she took it. But
we send in everything separate. We don't do, I do mine
really?
Separate, yes, and I do Debbie's separate.
Stamp, who is
who is Debbie?
Check,
Debbie's
anything?
My wife. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, I send everything in separately.
No,
like
they
that.
Have a meeting every morning. They go, all right, what can we do today to make this as miserable an experience as possible for everybody?
Yeah.
Anybody got any ideas?
Yeah.
And then they come up with all these ideas to run you around all over the place and make it really complicated.
And a follow-up on my brother with the car deal. He talked to, I guess, their insurance company, and they said it is definitely totaled, but he can have the car back, and they would subtract any usable parts on the car and give him a check, like if because he just had purchased new tires. So they would subtract the price of the tires, and if the
good,
front bumper was in good shape.
That's about as good as you're going to get.
No.
Well, no, because right now he's going to get a check for like $3,000 to $4,000.
No, you don't want him subtracting
No, but they would let him keep the car at that point. They would give him a check. He's like, well, what good is that going
to
do?
He's not in the parts business. He'd have to go sell all that stuff.
Oh, see, I misunderstood. I thought you said they were going to give him a check for all that other stuff.
No, you're not paying attention.
No, they would just deduct it from the measly $4,000 or whatever that they thought.
Let them have
worth.
The whole thing. They can sell the tires.
And then the insurance company, remember you said they should be like kissing his butt and giving him a rental car and all that? They said, well, you can have one for 5 days.
Well, guess what? I promise you, if he needs it 10 days, he can have it for 10 days.
I told him to call Brown and Crouppen.
Did he call? Did
oh, my goodness. No, Tina.
No.
No?
No,
no,
no just
heavens
a regular
no.
Well, they're the people that go after things.
No, 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 no. I don't want to get into it, but no.
Okay.
No. I won't say any more.
We have an attorney here in the building that you can.
Oh, talk. That's a good idea. Okay, thank you.
So that's a good story, though. It really was. I mean, and let him. Insurance companies do that all the time, by the way. They know where to go to unload parts, tires, the salvageable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So let them do it. They're good at it. Anything else?
No.
All right. Anybody else?
I got a couple, two quick things.
This is
quick.
Our control board operator for you folks who are new to the show. It's his name is Eon the Peon. Peon, what do you have?
Thank you very much. The first thing I saw a Dateline the other night. I told you the other day, Chris Hansen is back. He's doing different things now, not the Predator stuff. But he did a story on apparently now not only are we fighting the Mexican drug cartels along the border and in Mexico, but in our own states now. Apparently they're holding up different places in for instance in Utah, a state park, and they're growing big fields of marijuana now out in the middle of you know, all that vast forest out there. And so we have them in our own country now.
This is the Mexican
this stuff.
Drug
it's
cartel.
Like, are we ever going to get to the point where this war on drugs,
yes.
where we just
yes, will we give
say,
it up? Yeah, we will.
I mean, we will.
In our lifetime, we'll see legalized marijuana and an end to this trying to police something you can't police.
And I have to think it keeps going on, this war on drugs, because there's a lot of money involved with that. People have jobs because of it. And so that's what I think, why I don't know if it'll ever end, just because it just seems weird that we have them growing it in our own country now. We can't even control that. And they're looking at them from the next mountain over, and they can spot all these cartel workers working there. But by the time they get there, they're gone. And so they hardly ever catch anybody. They just take all
the...
Yes, it's a huge waste of money.
Waste of money and waste of time.
That was a pretty interesting show to watch. Second, I have this happen every now and then, and it happened today. Just flashbacks back to your childhood, And I don't
know. My childhood?
No, not your childhood.
You said to your childhood.
My
looked at me.
Yeah.
Oh, your childhood.
But I don't know if they.
Because I was going to say, how can you get an app that takes you back to my childhood?
Right.
That'd be great.
I don't know if you guys are in the room are a little older than I am. Not by much.
No,
just barely.
Tina's not.
But I flash back to we used to have these pizzas in grade school. They were square, they were rectangular pizzas, and they were made in. They had like a little foil, not foil, but like saran wrap, and they would cook it in the oven in this plastic.
Yep.
And then you would eat it. You could order them in the morning, and then you get them at lunch. And I tried to find those because I know it wasn't the greatest pizza ever, but for some reason it was so good back then. I want to try it now as an adult, but I tried looking online because I think it was Landshire that made those, and
probably.
they don't make pizzas anymore. But it's amazing. After I started thinking about this, I went on the internet. There are a bunch of people out there trying to track down these rectangular pizzas from their grade schools and stuff.
You had pizza at school?
Yes.
Oh
yeah, they had all the
lucky.
They had all the Landshire products. They had the charbroil with cheese.
Man, you ain't like royal.
I don't remember that.
The poor boy and everything. Oh yeah, you could order. They would announce in the morning. The teacher would take everybody's count for what they wanted, and it was always special when you got old enough or your parents allowed you to buy two pieces of pizza.
Two.
Oh yeah, and then once you go to two, you have to go to three. And I was, I was a little chunky little kid, so I was one of the first ones to say, "I want three pieces today," and everybody was like, "Woo!" But I'd love to be able to track some. I'm sure you can't buy. I'm sure those companies only sell them to schools. I wonder if they still have those at schools, those rectangular pizzas. So I'm on a mission to try to find those.
Yeah, you're a lucky guy. I grew up in the sticks, the hills, hillbilly Tennessee. You know what we had in the school? Pinto beans. That's
Ew.
What we had.
Are you kidding?
No, pinto beans, cabbage, and rolls.
Wait a minute. They didn't have, like, lunch products for you to buy at school?
No.
Like,
no. No.
Really?
Oh,
like meatloaf or anything?
Oh,
or?
No. Are you kidding?
No. So you just brought your lunch every day? Did you?
I did a lot of days. Yeah.
We had a little lunch line. It was like going through a cafeteria, and the ladies were back there were always. Remember, they were always really heavy and slopping the
hairnets
and slopping the stuff on your plate.
But in grade school, we didn't get to pick what we got. It was a Catholic school, so we just ate what they put on your tray.
Oh, so it was like a set lunch.
In high school, they had separate little areas you could go and buy little snacks.
Oh, yeah. No, this was in grade school.
By the way, I believe Dan's once said Mr. Londoff needs to be on by 3:25. It's after 3:25 already. So just a reminder. Dan?
800-314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7/365. Londoff.com, LONDOFF.com. And Frank, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a lot of comment on on the TV spots. So that's funny. Good stuff.
Well, I'm glad you are. I'm not getting any comments about it, but I'm glad you are because you're
they're all calling me. They know that you're busy.
Well, and you're the star of it. It's a Johnny Londoff spot, actually. So commercials.
No, you are the funny one. I just stand there and just move my mouth.
Well, okay, if you say so. John, they're on the way. We're going to send you some business.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Thanks,
thank
kids.
You.
Bye, John.
Great
rest of show. See you.
Hey, don't go away, folks. We come back. The great Davey Lee, probably, I would say, one of the two finest country music disc jockeys I've ever heard in my life. I chat with him about this diagnosis he's got of this this Alzheimer's thing when we come back on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Things look pretty good on the highways right now. We're just building the volume on westbound 40. It's a little slow around McCausland. Eastbound 40 looks pretty good downtown. No problems on northbound 55. Westbound 70, getting a little heavier now out around Mid-Rivers Mall Drive, T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, visit your participating Toyota dealer this March for a Toyota True Start battery for the suggested price of $99.95. See your local Toyota dealer for details. Installation extra. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Sam Donaldson from ABC News. I talk with a lot of radio hosts in different cities each week, but I especially enjoy chatting with McGraw-Millhaven every Tuesday morning. Sure, we talk about the serious things that affect your life, but I especially enjoy the fact that McGraw will hit me with the silly stuff, like what's happening on The Bachelor or Dancing with the stars. They've never called me for that. Anyway, I digress. For the latest news, traffic, sports, weather, along with some serious fun, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 until 10 on the Big 550.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business. NHC provides a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living, as well as skilled nursing, providing our community's quality of care and memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. Our knowledgeable and professional staff will stand by your side through this overwhelming transition process. Visit us at one of our five locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town and Country, and St. Charles. Charlevoix Healthcare in St. Charles is now a five-star rated center. This is the highest rating offered from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. That's nhccare.com. NHC, caring in a better way, day by day.
Like most Americans, my family is pretty short on time and money these days. Three kids, extra hours at work, and the bills keep piling up. So when I read there might be a new law in Missouri requiring me to get a prescription before I can buy certain cold and allergy medicines, I wasn't happy. Can we really afford to miss work or school to go to our doctor every time someone in our family needs Claritin D or Sudafed? The paper said some local politicians are pushing this because meth dealers use an ingredient in these medicines to help make their drugs. Thankfully, other lawmakers have introduced better solutions that target criminals and protect access to certain cold and allergy medicines that families like mine depend on. Punishing criminals, not families. Shouldn't we give that a chance?
Learn more at StopMethNotMeds.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
Get to a better place.
Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
In the 1980s, I was on this exact same place on the dial, 550. Back then it was called 55. When everything went digital, there was no 55 on the dial. It was all 550, 630, 920, on and on and on. But I was here, same spot on the dial. I worked at a station. These call letters were different. It was KUSA. And the guy on in the afternoon was Davy Lee. And when I went to work there and I met Davy Lee, I was actually excited because I had listened to my dad listened to two stations, like all old people, and when he was 40, to me he was old, he listened to Camel Wax. And then for entertainment and music, he listened to WIL because he liked country music. We were from Tennessee. And I would be in the car, and I'd hear Walter Vaughn in the morning, I'd hear Davy Lee in the afternoon, and when I'd hear him, I just thought, yeah, what a likable sounding guy this is. And then I get in the building with him and I find out he's about 10 times more likable than I thought he would be. He's going through a tough time. He's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but I talked to him earlier and he agreed to come on and talk with us. Would you please welcome one of the nicest people that I have ever worked with, Davy Lee.
Yeah.
Hello, Davy.
Hello, young'un. I was going to look around and see what the heck you were talking about. Sounded way too good to be me.
Oh, my golly. You know it was you, young'un. I'm telling you, there's nobody else like you, Davy.
Well, I know, son of a gun.
So let's get right to it.